Kevin is waiting to talk with you. Call 781-837-4900. Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, 95.9 WATD.
And you are back listening to Monday Night Talk. And we start things off with, as always, the State House Report. And if you've noticed over the past 4 or 5 months, we've kind of done something where we kind of have a carousel of lawmakers who will pop in, who are from the South Shore, who represent various districts. Of course, we get the common thread of State Senator Bob Hedlund, who somehow sneaks in there every couple of weeks, but that's A-OK. We like making sure that we mix things up. Joining us today is State Representative Josh Cutler, representing the 6th Plymouth District, Pembroke, Hanson, Duxbury. How are you doing, Representative?
I am great. Good evening, everyone. It's a good Monday here in Boston. We've got an exciting Patriots victory, and the Sox headed to the playoffs. So it's a good day.
It definitely is a good day. And it's a good day to be in your district. I guess last week you did something in regards to cranberries, doing a little bit of cranberry education. There was a cranberry day. Talk to us about it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, cranberries, as our listeners know, is an integral part of the economy down here in southeastern Massachusetts. And I had the privilege of hosting a cranberry day on Friday for my fellow state legislators and some of our local town officials to kind of learn more about the importance of the cranberry industry. We had state representatives from really all around the state come down, as far as South Hadley and the Berkshires, come down to our district, to Duxbury, to the Tinkertown Bog, and along with the Cape Cod Cranberry Growers Association, we hosted a cranberry day. Included some educational talk about, you know, the importance of the industry, how it developed, the history moving forward, and also some hands-on fun. We put on waders, we did some wet picking, got in the bogs, got to see a tour of the bogs, actually got an aerial tour of the bog area, and really learned a lot about the cranberry industry, and I think we won some converts from folks in other parts of the state for our industry. So it was a fun day, but an educational one as well.
Excellent. I would ask you, the next topic that I would kind of jump to is the tech tax. It is, I believe, officially repealed?
It's officially repealed, yep. So good news on that front. I know that was a concern that, you know, we'd heard expressed from a number of our folks in the tech community. The House last week voted almost unanimously, I believe it was 156-1, to repeal the tech tax. The Senate followed suit, I believe, the next day, and the governor has already signed it. So the tech tax has been repealed. It was repealed retroactively, which is important. So if anyone did, in that small window, did have to pay anything under that, they can apply and get that money rebated. So it is retroactive, the repeal.
Do you think a lesson was learned with this particular tax and then with this particular legislation?
I hope so. You know, what that lesson is, I think, you know, there's a little bit, you know, you have Democrats saying one thing, Republicans saying another. I hope we learn our lesson. But you know, and I'm optimistic. I think, you know, it sort of stands in contrast to what we see going on at the federal level, you know, with, you know, unfortunately, an imminent threat of a government shutdown because the two parties can't seem to work out their differences or even have some sort of intra-party struggles. But here in Massachusetts, you know, we had a lot of feedback from the tech community about the negative impact of this tax. And, you know, Democrats and Republicans agreed that, you know, it was a mistake. And we can go ahead and assign blame and who was to blame for it. But really, my focus is really on just solving the problem. And I think we did that. And so that's the positive lesson that we draw from it. And hopefully we'll learn and we'll won't have a reoccurrence of this.
Okay. Talk to us about you recently visited a high school in your district, the Whitman Hanson Regional High School, to take a look at one of their programs. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, we always hear the gloomy news. I thought, you know, we'd share some great news coming out of our local schools. Mm. Over in my district in Whitman Hanson, I had the privilege of attending a session the other morning with AP students who were participating in a Massachusetts Math and Science Initiative program. This was something that the legislature helped to fund with buy-in from our local school districts, and I was proud to see Whitman Hanson sort of step to the fore and jump into this program. And over the last 2 years, they've seen some really dramatic increases in participation in the AP program, 127% increase in students participating in math and science AP programs at Whitman-Hanson Regional High School, which is really astounding. And so I was just really impressed with the kids when I showed up that morning. I thought I'd see a few dozen students, but it was a full packed auditorium with kids who are learning and excited about taking AP courses. And it just really impressed me, and I thought, it's people need to hear that, because it's a good story, it's a positive thing. I remember back in April when we were debating the state budget, we were trying to get some additional funds for that particular line item. I know Representative Deal and I were both working together to try to, along with all of our other South Shore colleagues, to try to get a little more funding for that program, and we were successful. And it's nice to see the faces and the people behind that program having such an impact in our community.
Talk to us about a bill that I believe that I guess you're working on. An early voting bill. What are the details of that?
Yeah, this is something new, Kevin. I'm a member of the Election Laws Committee, and we just recently reported out favorably a bill that would make some pretty significant changes and reforms to the way we vote. One of those would be instituting online registration. For folks who may be aware now, if you want to register to vote, if you're not registered, or if perhaps you move to a different community and you need to re-register, you can't do it online. You can request the form online. You can get it mailed to you, but you still have to print it out, mail it, and send it back. This bill would change that. It would allow you to register to vote online, entirely online. It would also allow you to check your voter registration status online. So if you had moved and weren't sure where you were registered to vote, or wanted to verify that you had in fact registered, you could go online with some personal information, just like you check your bank account, and verify your registration status. The other key piece of key change that this bill would implement would be a form of early voting. We currently have absentee voting here in Massachusetts,
right,
but this would be a little bit different. This would allow folks to go down to their city or town hall prior to Election Day, and our bill gives a two-week window, actually 11 days. And so you could go down during regular business hours and cast your vote. And not, you wouldn't have to fill out an absentee ballot and have it sent to you. You could actually literally just cast your vote right there. You wouldn't have to provide any kind of rationale or excuse the way you do with an absentee ballot.
Right.
And, would hopefully expand the convenience and accessibility to folks wanting to vote. So that would be a major change. In the bill that we passed, it would only apply to presidential years as a trial basis to kind of work out the kinks and make sure that we don't need to make any tweaks to it before we implement it on an annual basis. But I'm hopeful that if we can do so, it would come into play in 2016, and then we'd see it implemented every year in every state election thereafter. So some major changes, I think, improvements in the way we conduct our voting. So that's exciting. I'm glad to be on the Election Laws Committee and have a chance to get some input on that.
Talk to us about this this coming week. I believe you have something in regards to the Housing Authority and a bill that's being worked on, correct?
Yeah, it's a busy week on Beacon Hill this coming week. On Tuesday, we're going to be a hearing going to be held on a major bill that would reform our state's housing authorities. Some listeners may recall back in January that Governor Patrick had filed some legislation to essentially abolish many of our local housing authorities. Then subsequently some alternative legislation was put forward to make some reforms to our housing authorities while sort of keeping the local control, which is I know what we all are concerned about. So one of those so that issue is going to be debated this coming Tuesday up on Beacon Hill and Gardner Auditorium. There'll be a hearing on both bills. And one of the things I wanted to highlight here in Plymouth County, again, doing some great stuff thanks to our county commissioners and Plymouth County Treasurer Tom O'Brien. We're ahead of the curve again in terms of reforming our housing authority processes. We have already implemented reforms that will help save county and taxpayer funds by regionalizing services, regionalizing procurement of goods and services, regionalizing accounting services and audit services. These are things that over the last few months, our county commissioners, our county treasurer have been sitting down and meeting with our housing authority directors, and they have hashed out some regional agreements that are really cutting edge, innovative types of things that are saving and will save county and the state funds. And so it's great to see, here in Plymouth County, I know county government sometimes gets a black eye, but I think here in Plymouth County, we've got a great group of county commissioners and a great county treasurer, and they're really doing some innovative things. And in this case, we're sort of ahead of the curve. So hopefully the rest of the state will catch up, and we'll see these same kinds of reforms taking place around the state.
He is State Representative Josh Cutler, representing the 6th Plymouth District. Anything you want to say in closing, my friend?
Well, just if folks need to reach me, as always, check out my website, joshcutler.com. I have all my office hours posted online, and folks are free to come by. No appointments necessary. Come by during my office hours and share a concern if you have a constituent issue, or if you just want to say hello and talk about the Red Sox and the Patriots. Happy to do that as well.
I want to thank you very much for stopping by and joining us and chatting. And I'm sure we're going to be doing this in a couple of weeks again, because you're very accessible and willing to kind of talk about some of the stuff that you're working on. That's very cool. We will step aside when we come back. More Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.